What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, May 11th. I'm Trinanery for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. It's looking like this will be one of the best summer job markets in years, especially for young workers. Federal job figures show unemployment among 16 to 19-year-olds was just about 10% last month, near the lowest level in decades. And about a third of U.S. teens in that age group are working.
In a lot of those retail jobs, the hourly wage has ticked up considerably since last year, and it's often still not enough to attract adult workers. And so teens are emerging as a force to take these jobs where conditions have improved quite a bit.
Coming up, our workforce reporter Catherine Dill will be here to talk about what the job market looks like for teen workers. And we'll hear from one business owner about working with a young staff. That's after the break.
Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. Is a brighter future possible? At Janus Henderson, we think it is. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. We know that this means our thinking and our investments are helping to shape millions of brighter futures for the next 90 years and beyond. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
In the tight labor market, new workers are in high demand, and that's good news for teenagers who want a job. Teen unemployment is near its lowest level in decades, as businesses look to them to help fill a record number of open positions. So what's the teen workforce look like? To find out, I'm joined now by WSJ workforce reporter Catherine Dill. Hi, Catherine. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
Catherine, I remember having a summer job working in fast food when I was about 15 or 16, and I learned a lot. Having a summer job is like a rite of passage into adulthood, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it used to be decades ago, even more so. I mean, many people probably haven't actually had that experience. So this is sort of a return to what the labor market looked like for teenagers, in like the 1950s or 60s.
Catherine, you've spoken to some young people about work. How are they feeling about it?
You know, the young people I spoke with were generally very positive about work. You know, for several of them, they started working because things that they would normally have done during the summer were upended by COVID last year. And so work was a good way for them to fill their time, to earn extra money. And they described, you know, a pretty positive experience.
So what kinds of jobs are they interested in?
We're seeing a lot of teens taking jobs that teens used to hold years ago in tourism, in food service, in restaurants, in hospitality. They're hourly. The wages are often a little bit lower. And in the wake of the financial crisis, many of those jobs were taken by adults. And in a lot of cases, adults held multiple of those types of jobs. And so for a variety of factors, including that one, teens have been sort of squeezed out of the labor market over the last several decades. And so, as we know, the adults who held those jobs, many of them left those industries behind, possibly for good, during the pandemic. And so teens have really emerged as a really crucial pipeline for those employers.
Catherine, we've been talking a lot on the show about the tight labor market and how workers really have a lot more leverage, asking for more flex time and higher wages. How is the job market for teenagers?
Well, we don't know necessarily that teens are wielding that leverage, but it's more like things have improved for workers in these industries that are more likely to attract teens. So, for example, in a lot of those retail jobs, the hourly wage has ticked up considerably since last year. And it's often still not enough to attract adult workers. And so teens are emerging as a force to take these jobs where conditions have improved quite a bit.
All right, that's WSJ Workforce Reporter Catherine Dill. Catherine, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for a closer look at one of those workplaces that's attracted a nearly all-teen staff with higher wages, let's bring in Itai Ben-Eli. He's managing partner and CEO at Soft Hospitality Group, which runs several restaurants in the Houston, Texas area. And he joins me from one of his newest restaurants, Hamza, that serves modern Israeli cuisine. Hi, Itai. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Itai, a lot of the staff at some of your locations are teenagers, and for some of them, this spring and summer will be their first time having a job. Why are you investing in teen workers?
I guess that the beginning of investing in teenagers kind of happened on its own by default when the pandemic started. We opened a concept named Badalina, which is a bakery and cafe. It's a counter service. And for the longest time, we could not get any employees to show up either to interviews at all. So it actually delayed our opening in a few months. And what I realized is that the only people showing up to interviews were actually teenagers.
Does working with teens come with certain challenges?
100%. Since working with teens, that's their first job, I think that the most important thing is to work on their confidence. This is sort of like something that we saw and learned, that the first thing that you get out of teenagers is to explain to them how important it is to be more confident, especially in the service industry when you speak to other people and they're normally expect certain level of service. So that is, I would say, the major challenge is to get them confident in a workspace. The second thing would be to go over all the basics. There are certain things that we as adults take for granted because we've been doing them for so many years. But for a teenager who walks into a new job for the first time, A, it's very intimidating. B, there are certain things they don't think are natural. Because we're in the service industry, the first thing is from even to smile or how to use a POS system. Or to say welcome and thank you, because you're not in your natural environment, and sometimes those things get forgotten. You know, how to clean a counter, how to grab a food item, how to, you know, serve a drink, you know, a water, napkin, all the basic things that for somebody who's been in the industry for a little longer comes naturally. We had to go through them and explain them step by step.
While you may want this moment to last forever, the reality is that teens are going to have to go back to school in the fall. How are you going to retain your staff?
That's a great question. And I think that we don't have a defined answer to that yet. I feel like some of those teens really enjoy working at the service environment. You know, it took them a little more time, but once they're in it, they really enjoy it, especially at our concept, Badalina. And I think that it's going to be a challenge to replace them, especially with the current work, you know, situation. But we're working on it. But one thing I know is that whenever they'll be back home during their holidays, they will definitely try to get a few hours in.
All right, that's Itai Ben-Eli, Managing Partner and CEO at Soft Hospitality Group. Itai, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Trina Nuri for The Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.